When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And a very good Monday morning, afternoon, evening, everyone. Joe Beningo back with you again, the Old The Pain podcast. Monday, it is Halloween Eve. They used to call it Goosey Night, October 30th, 2023. The Joe Beningo, Old The Pain podcast brought to you by the Hackensack Brewing Company. I need a discount tire. And, of course, our friends at DraftKings. All right. You know what? I'm going to start with this. As the Jets somehow, some way, found a way to beat the Giants yesterday, 13-10 in overtime at a very rainy, messy MetLife Meadowlands Stadium, Giant Stadium, of course, which is still really what it is. I'm going to start with this. You know what? I heard Jet fans yesterday after the game saying, boy, this was a win that felt like a loss. Nonsense. There's no win in the National Football League that feels like a loss, okay? There's no such thing. There's no style points. Every game is a different game. You won the game, and that's really all that matters. Was it pretty? Of course not. But you knew this game was not going to be, you know, any kind of beautiful football game here, you know, with teams going up and down the field and scoring a ton of points. You knew that right from the get-go. You knew it. The Jet defense, the Giant defense, pretty good. You knew there wasn't going to be a ton of points in this football game. All right? That's number one. Now, the Jets, did they play sloppy as you could? Two fumbles in this game. One, of course, early on that set up the early field goal by the Giants. And, of course, the penalties on the Jet defense specifically in this game, which basically eventually gave the Giants their only touchdown on that run on third down by Tommy DeVito from the four-yard line. Okay? Terrible. A terrible roughing the passer or personal foul call on Jermaine Johnson. You know, it's amazing. Tommy DeVito, who's played 2 seconds in the NFL, he gets a roughing call go his way. Zach Wilson never does, and he's in his third year already. But with that said, I thought there was some bad penalty calls against the Jets. What did we get, 5 personal fouls in this game, right? 5 personal fouls, something like that, where they have 9 penalties for 85 yards, the 2 fumbles, all of that. But with all of that said, when all was said and done, the Jets found a way to win. Now, did they get a lot of help from Brian Daboll and the Giants? Yeah. And boy, has the bloom come off the Brian Daboll rose. And of course, yesterday, I think we saw again why they need to put grass in the Meadowlands with all the injuries they had in this game yesterday. Tyrod Taylor goes down. Darren Waller went down on the Giants side. And the Jets had some big injuries. Their nose tackle, Al Woods, done for the year. He tore his Achilles. Connor McGovern, who never gets hurt, basically played every snap last year on offense. He goes down. Wes Schweitzer, who also was the backup center, he goes down with an injury. The Jets are down to their third-string center. Some kid named Xavier Howard, who actually played pretty damn good. The first snap he had, it turned out to be a fumble. After that, I thought the kid played some hell of a game, including getting down there to be in position to have Zach spike the ball with 1 second left to get off the game-tying field goal by Greg Zuerlein. So you could say whatever you want as a Jet fan. You could be upset. You could say, they deserve to lose. You know what? That's garbage. How many times have we seen the Jets lose games like this? We'll take it. The Giants had -9 yards passing yesterday, which is probably one of the reasons they weren't even trying to throw the ball. Even with Tyrod Taylor in the game, they really weren't throwing the football. And that's probably one of the reasons why the Jets didn't get any turnovers. This is the first game in over 2 years that the Jets have won without forcing a turnover on defense. But they found a way. Like I said, they got a lot of help from the Giants. Look, we thought the game was over. Zach gets sacked on that 4th and 10. He's got to throw the ball there. We all know that. There's no excuse. You got to take a shot downfield, you know. You got to put the ball up there. You never know what could happen. He gets sacked. We all thought the game was over. But it wasn't. The Jets stopped the Giants. And I got to tell you this. I mean, what in the world is Brian Daboll thinking? And that's why I said the bloom has come off this guy's rose. What is he thinking? Fourth and one, you're up 10-7. The Jets have no timeouts left. 27 seconds, whatever it is, 30 seconds left in the game. You got to go for it on fourth and one. Barkley was running well. Barkley ran for over 120 yards in this game. I mean, he was basically their offense. That was it. How do you not give the ball to Barkley to end the game? Instead, Daboll goes for the field goal. Gano misses the field goal. He missed two in this game. He missed two basic chip shots in this game. The Jets get the ball back. And two plays later, they're sitting up. They're, you know, Greg Zuerlein is sitting up for the game-tying field goal. And here's the other thing, too. And now, Zach Wilson stunk yesterday, right? He was terrible. There's no other way to say it. Did not play well, right? Took some bad sacks, made some terrible throws. That one throw on third and one where he had Breece Hall on the sideline for an easy pitch and catch for a first down and probably a lot more. He hits him in his feet. Doesn't even get close to completing the pass. So Zach was terrible. But then all of a sudden, with the game on the line, and this is what makes me crazy too, with the play calling, I'm going to get to Hackett and his horrific play calling. So now the game's on the line. No timeouts left, 27 seconds. And Zach throws probably the two best passes he threw all day. He zings one down the middle to Garrett Wilson for about 25 yards. And then on the next play, remember they got a break on that play too because Thibodeau jumped offside, stopping the clock. So not only was it a free play, but there was no time went off the clock on the play. The Jets wind up getting, he hits Garrett Wilson, who had an unbelievable game, 25, 30 yards. And in the next play, hits Alan Lazard, who up until that point had a brutal game. He had like two or three big drops in the game. He hits Lazard over the middle to set up the field goal to tie the game. Unbelievable. Where are those plays when the game is going on during the first 59 freaking minutes of the game? The play calling, look, Zach was terrible. There's no sugarcoating it. But the play calling by Paul Hackett is brutal. I mean, let's be honest with it. Terrible. First of all, Breece Hall, he ran the ball 12 times yesterday. I know it was only for 17 yards. He didn't, he was stopping him all over the place. But when you got a guy like Breece Hall, you got to keep giving him the ball. This guy's got to be running the ball 20, 25 times a game. Saquon Barkley ran 36 times yesterday. 36 carries for Saquon in this game yesterday. They gave the ball 12 times to Breece Hall. Now, of course, the 50-yard screen pass out of the backfield to Breece for a touchdown, typical Breece, making guys miss, the moves he puts on. Look, we got to get the ball more to him in space. There's no doubt about it. But you got to keep force-feeding Breece Hall. Dalvin Cook stinks, okay? I'm tired of seeing Dalvin Cook. Michael Carter, what happened to this guy? He's a complete non-entity anymore. Why he even gets in the game? Where the hell is Izzy Abanaconda? And I'm tired of hearing, well, he doesn't know how to block. You know, he can't read the different blocking schemes. Can this kid play now? Cook stinks. They should get rid of him. Michael Carter looks like he's checked out, okay? All right? Why are we not seeing Abanaconda run the freaking football? Tell me why. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But with all that said, the Jets find a way to win. And then even in the overtime, let me ask you this too with Daboll in the overtime. Why would you take the ball? You got Tommy DeVito at quarterback. You can't throw a pass, right? You're not going to move the ball at all. And remember, on the first play, they actually got a holding penalty to set him back to a first and 20. And they weren't even trying to have DeVito throw the ball down the field, the Giants. So why wouldn't you put your defense out on the field first? That made no sense. Daboll had a terrible game. That made no sense at all. So, of course, the Jet defense completely shuts down the Giants there, and they got DeVito throwing sideways passes to Barkley. They wind up basically punting out of the end zone. Jets get pretty good field position, and then they go right down and win. Zach makes a great throw as he's getting hit in the head. Okay, they never call it, of course, to Wilson on the sideline. He gets out of bounds for a first down, and then the play that sets up the game-winning field goal. The pass down the field wasn't a great throw by Zach, but he gets it down the field. It was a clear pass interference call against Malik Taylor, who was in the game at wide receiver. Now the Jets are in, serious field goal position, And Zuerlein comes out and makes, what was it, a 35-yard field goal to win it. It didn't look good when you saw it initially, but you see it again, and you see it just snuck inside the left upright. And the Jets win the game 13-10. Hey, you know, this we're going to throw it back. No, it wasn't pretty. But every game's a different game. And this team right now is sitting 4-3, clearly in the mix in the playoffs in the AFC. You know, clearly in the mix for the division title. They're only a game behind Miami in the loss column, even with Buffalo. Now, both of them have played one more game than the Jets. Buffalo's 5-3. The Jets are 4-3. Miami, who beat up on the crummy Patriots yesterday, is 6-2, and we still got to play them twice. But there's no such thing as a win that feels like a loss. A win is a win. There's no style points. There's no givebacks. There's none of that. And we'll take it. And we thank the Giants for, you know, helping to give us this football game. But we went out and took it. The defense played great again. And how about this? And this doesn't, the Jets special teams do not get enough credit. Is there a better punter in the NFL than Thomas Morstad? How about this guy? He was on, and I think this was yesterday, was the most punts combined in a game for like, in over like 20 years, something like that in the NFL. But Thomas Morstad, he put three balls inside the 5-yard line. I mean, how good has he been? And as far as Zuerlein, yeah, that last field goal that won the game, it didn't look great. It wasn't pretty, but he made it. This guy, over the last three games, the Jets now on a three-game winning streak, he has made 11 consecutive field goals. He made 5 in the win over Denver, 4 in the win over the Eagles, and the 2 big ones yesterday to tie the game and then to win the game. How good has he been? Where would they be without him? And the coverage is unbelievable, too. The kick coverage, the punt coverage is phenomenal. The return game's not great, but the punt coverage and the kick coverage is phenomenal. The Jets have a tremendous defense and tremendous special teams, and that is winning games for them right now. And the offense is doing just enough for them to get over the hump and win. And you could kill Zach Wilson all you want. I heard Willie Colon ripped him yesterday on the, you know, on the post-game show and all of that. Yeah, yeah, da, da, da. A lot of this to me is the play calling. How many times on 3rd and 1, which I don't think the Jets got, what, they go 2-for-15 on 3rd down yesterday? How many times on 3rd and 1 do we have to see empty backfield and the Jets got to throw the ball? You know, you got this quarterback that's not very good to begin with, and you can't wait to have him on 3rd and 1 chunk the damn ball? Can we run the ball? I know there was one time they gave it to Breece and they stuffed him on 3rd and 1. But can we run the ball? How about a quarterback sneak? How about designed runs for the quarterback? I mean, it's a joke. And I'm tired of hearing they're worried about him getting hurt. Nonsense. How about some quarterback draws for the kid? How about some designed runs around, you know, around the right side or whatever? How about some bootlegs? There's none of that. The play calling stinks. Paul Hackett's play. I'm calling him Paul. He was, you know, that's Nathaniel's father. He stunk too, but he was better than his son. And that's saying something. The play calling is brutal. I'm sorry. The play calling is brutal. You got to let this kid. It's amazing. All of a sudden, so he stinks it up for 59 minutes of this game. And then all of a sudden, with the game on the line, he's making big pass after big pass. Where the hell is that during the game? Did he ever have the kid throw a ball down the field like a bomb for 50, 60 yards to Garrett Wilson? Ever? Ever? Why not? How about on 1st down? You do that occasionally. Never. So you say whatever you want. Zach's not very good, whatever you want to say. All I know is this team is 4-3, and they need to have better play calling than what Hackett's giving them. I'm sorry. And there's no givebacks in the NFL. Yeah. Was it ugly? Yeah. Were there too many penalties? Yeah. Did the 2 fumbles hurt? Yeah. Did it help that half our offensive line went out of this game with an injury? And hopefully Joe Tippmann will be, I don't know what the word is on Connor McGovern. It didn't look good. And especially a guy that never gets hurt like him. I know it's some kind of a knee injury. Hopefully he's not done for the year. We'll find out later on today, I'm sure. And hopefully Joe Tippmann comes back. Put him at center. But this kid Howard played pretty good. Nobody even knew who he was. Give the kid credit. They were balling out there on that offensive line with all the injuries. And I know Dwayne Brown's coming back. You know, you put him in, I guess he'll play right tackle. Who knows? All I know is this. The Jets have won 3 in a row. They're 4-3, and they're in great shape to make the playoffs. And the Giants are done. Okay, let's tell it like it. The Giants are 2-6, and they're finished. What happened to Brian Daboll? All right? And I know they lost their quarterback yesterday. I get it. And they were forced to play this kid DeVito. But, I mean, they could have had him, you know, try to throw a few passes down the field, right? Especially in the overtime. Because I think at that point, they knew once the game got into OT, I knew we were winning the game. I knew we were winning. Because they couldn't do anything offensively. They couldn't throw the ball. And it was almost like Daboll was playing for a tie in the overtime. So, say whatever you want. You know, you're a Jet fan today, you got to be thrilled. I don't want to hear that you're upset that they didn't play well and Zach stinks and all it is. B freaking S. They won the damn game. Would you rather see them lose? And like I said, how many times have we seen Jets lose games like this? How many times? Over and over and over again. So I don't want to hear any Jet fan crying about, oh, they're not any good, and it felt like a loss. Bullshit. There's no win that feels like a loss, and there's no loss that feels like a win. Maybe if you're playing college football and, you know, tell me the worst team that's out there. I don't know. There's a lot of bad ones. You know, whoever. UConn is playing Georgia, and they lose only by 5 points or something like that. That would be a loss that feels like a win. There's no such thing as that in the NFL. There's no such thing. And the Jets are right in the mix now. They got some help yesterday. Cleveland lost. Pittsburgh lost. The Colts lost. Houston lost. To give them more wiggle room in the AFC. And like I said, they're still right in the mix as far as making the playoffs. They got two very winnable games coming up. Next Monday night against the Chargers. Chargers beat up the Bears last night, but you figured that's going to happen. So you got the Chargers coming up at home next Monday night. And then you go to Vegas to play the Raiders. And the Raiders aren't any good. Now they play the Lions tonight. I expect the Lions to beat them. But that game in Vegas in 2 weeks, there's going to be a million Jet fans there. That game is going to be loaded with green and people rooting for the Jets. So there's no reason they shouldn't be 6-3 by the time they get to play the Bills again in Buffalo. At very least 5-4. Minimum, you got to win one of these next two games. Preferably, you got to win both of them. So, I you know, say whatever you want. Man, I thought we lost this game. It looked like it was going to be a brutal loss. Losing to the Giants, who aren't any good, in just a miserable performance on a miserable day. But when everything was said and done, the Jets come out with the win. And that's all that freaking matters. All right, Beningo, the Ode to Pain podcast. Let's get our sponsors in here. The Hackensack Brewing Company, you know the deal. Check it out. Located 10 minutes off the GW Bridge, less than 30 seconds off Route 4 in beautiful Who Needs a House out in Hackensack. The tap room's open 4:30 to 10 Monday through Friday, 2 to 10 Saturday, 12 to 8 on Sunday. 78 Johnson Avenue in Hackensack, right behind the Tombstones. We got a nice tombstone for Brian Daboll and his New York football Giants. And I got to tell you this, all right? And by the way, we'll let you know when the next live podcast will come. We'll let you know when that's going to be at the Brewing Company. But go see Mike Jones. Go see TJ, everybody over there, Herb, Andre. Check out my Ode to Pain beer with the Jet colors. Tell them I sent you. And like I said, we'll let you know when the next live podcast is going to be. Probably sometime around Thanksgiving, sometime in that general area is when we'll have it. And by the way, yesterday after we won the game, I am in the parking lot, and in honor of Victor Cruz, okay, and the hemorrhoid that I still have from that game back in 2011, as Victor Cruz is saucing his way down the sideline, past that stiff Kyle Wilson and Eric Smith all the way to the Super Bowl, right? And we, of course, haven't made the playoffs since. Now, this is 12 years ago. So in honor of Victor Cruz and in honor of the fact that we have now beaten the Giants the last three times we played them, I did the salsa in the parking lot, all right? And I think I did a damn good salsa, too. I know Kenny took a nice video of it. But, you know, Beningo had the moves going, man. I was doing that in honor of Victor. Victor, that one's for you, baby. You know? I had the salsa going. And there might be video of that out there, so I don't know, somewhere, but it could be. But anyways, I had to make that statement too. But go check out the Hackensack Brewing Company. Like I said, we'll let you know when the next live podcast will be. Our friends, my son Johnny, got to be happy. His Saints with a big win yesterday. Came from behind to beat the Colts. So they have even their record now at 4-4, 38-27, the final score of that game in Indy. So Johnny's got to be happy. New Orleans at 4-4, now tied with Atlanta, top of the very wide-open NFC South. So he's happy. But go see Johnny. Go see his boss, Ari, Rob, everybody over there. You need work done on your car. You need tires. You need your car inspected. Whatever it may be, check out Anita Discount Tire and tell them I sent you. Westwood Avenue, Rivervale, New Jersey. And, of course, DraftKings. We will wrap up week 8 of the ever-fast-moving NFL season tonight in Detroit, the Lions and the Raiders. And look, if you're going to bet on anything, got the World Series going right now, which you couldn't have a less sex appeal for a World Series, but it is going right now. You want the NBA's back, the hockey going. How about the Rangers have won 4 in a row on this Western trip? I mean, they won in Seattle. They won in Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver. They play tonight, wrap up that Western swing in Winnipeg. If they win tonight, you know they're going to lose when they come home to the Garden. So I'm pointing that out. But they have really played well on this Western trip. But, you know, whatever you want to bet on, football, basketball, baseball, the World Series, the NFL, the college football, the way to do it is with DraftKings. Get in on the action. You can download the app now. Use the code ODAPAIN to sign up. New customers can bet $5 and take home $200 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code ODAPAIN. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. You can visit www.sot1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Text HOPE-NY-467-369. Connecticut, help's available. For problems gambling, call 888-789-7777. Visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. Speaking of Kansas, how about Kansas beating Oklahoma on Saturday? Was the first time, I think, since 1998 that Kansas beat Oklahoma. That was a huge win for them and a huge loss for the Sooners. But anyway, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in beautiful Ontario, Canada. Who the hell wants to go there? See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football. Terms for eligibility. Terms of responsible gaming resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after they're issued. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Check out DraftKings. Couple other things before we go. Number one, you know, say whatever you want about the head coach, Robert Saleh, okay? You can say whatever you want about this guy. You know, they didn't look ready yet. Whatever you want to say. They've been getting, the defense has been getting off the bad starts. So, hey, finally, the first possession of the game yesterday, the Giants did not score a touchdown. They did get a field goal, of course, because that was the, you know, strip sack of Zach that led to a field goal for the Giants, but at least they didn't score a touchdown there. But you could say whatever you want about Saleh. Here's the bottom line. They played their asses off for this guy, right? I mean, hey, dude, you can say whatever you want. This team plays hard all the time. Yep. And they could have easily mailed it in yesterday, the way things were going. All right, this ain't our day. It's not going to happen. Nah, they keep fighting, and they fight right to the end. And when all was said and done, they found a way to win this game. Ugly, no doubt. Undisciplined, no doubt. Won the game. Overcame all the injuries in this game. The injury to McGovern, the injury to Schweitzer, the injury to Al Woods, right? Even Mike Mitchell went out of this game. A lot of guys got banged up. They still found a way to win the damn football game. And I tell you right now, you say whatever you want about Robert Saleh, if this team finds its way into the playoffs with Zach Wilson at the as quarterback, what kind of tremendous coaching job is that? Tell me, all right, seriously.
Awesome.
All right? If this team finds their way into the play, and I know I'm friends with the coach and I get it, but if this team finds their way into the playoffs with Zach Wilson, well, how damn good a coaching job is Saleh done? Now, like I said, Nathaniel Hackett's got to improve his play calling because it stinks. And I'll tell you one thing, and I really believe this too. You know, one of the reasons that Zach doesn't throw the ball and he takes these bad sacks is because he's afraid to throw an interception. They've got it so in his head about not throwing a pick. Now, he hasn't thrown a pick since the Denver game. Remember he threw that pick late in the fourth quarter of the Denver game when the defensive, who was it, Surtain, made this great play over Garrett Wilson to pick the ball off. And then, of course, the Jet defense bailed him out at the end, you know, to preserve the win. And by the way, that win looks better. How about Denver, who beat the Broncos yesterday? First time since, I believe it was 2017, that the Broncos beat the Chiefs, and they play them twice every year. And they beat them pretty good, 24-9 in Denver, which, by the way, was one of my picks, which I'm very happy about. Took the Broncos into points. It worked out very well. But that win's looking better. Russell Wilson's playing better. All of that. But I think that's one of the reasons that Zach holds on to the ball too long with these sacks. He's so damn afraid he's going to throw a pick. Let the kid play. Like I said, it's amazing to me how for the first 59 minutes of this game, you know, Zach looks tentative. He's not making good throws. And then with the game on the line, he's hitting big pass after big pass. They did drop a bunch on him too yesterday. Alan Lazard had a bad game until he caught the pass that set up the game-tying field goal. And the Jets do need another receiver. Let's be honest. You know, I don't know. Maybe you talk Corey Davis out of coming out of retirement. I don't know. Now, the trade deadline, I guess, is tomorrow. And look, I mean, they need help. Look, as far as I'm concerned, they could use some depth on the offensive line. Now, I think Tippmann's coming back. Dwayne Brown is coming back. I don't know how severe the injury is for Connor McGovern. Hopefully, it's not a season-ending injury. We'll see. Or for Wes Schweitzer, we'll see about his injury. We'll see. We know Al Woods is done for the year. But God knows they need another wide receiver. They really do. I mean, Lazard's okay, but he hasn't been as good as we'd like him to be. Randall Cobb can't even get on the field, wasn't even active yesterday. They played Gibson a little bit. We even saw Malik Taylor yesterday. Like I said, he was involved in, you know, as big a play as there was in the game, drawing that pass interference call that set up the game-winning field goal. So the trading deadline is tomorrow, Halloween. I don't know what time. Maybe they can do something. Maybe they trade Dalvin Cook. Maybe they trade Carl Lawson. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. But they could use some more help on the offensive line with all the injuries. And God knows they could use another wide receiver. And I can't say this enough. I am tired of seeing Dalvin Cook, all right? And I love your coach, but you keep making excuses for this guy. The guy's not any good. Looks like the guy doesn't want to be here now. Looks like he's checked out too now that Rodgers isn't here. And, you know, how many carries supposed to get with Breece Hall there? I mean, come on. And Michael Carter looks like he could care less anymore. He's been a complete non-entity all year. The only thing he's done is drop big passes. Isn't it time we see Izzy Abanaconda now? Why are we not seeing him? The kid looked great in preseason. Can we see the kid play now? Can we? I mean, is it a lot to ask? And if I'm Coach Sal, and I'm going to mention this to him, I haven't done it yet. I'm going to mention this to him. Coach, you got to talk to your offensive coordinator because the play calling is not good. I am sick and tired on third and one of watching empty backfield, and we got to throw a pass. We can't run for a goddamn yard. Do we know what a quarterback sneak is? Maybe we could do the tush-push like the Eagles do. By the way, the Eagles are 6-1. Excuse me, 7-1. Got the best record in the NFL. Oh, who beat them? Who is that one loss to the unbelievable Philadelphia Eagles, who right now is sitting with the best record in the league? Oh, that's right, it's the Jets. How about that? Anyway, I just had to throw that in there. I'm sorry. But something's got to be done as far as the play calling, because it's been absolutely abysmal. And I think that's one. Look, Zach wasn't good. You can't sugarcoat it any other way. He didn't play well yesterday. But the play calling's got to get better. Because it's unbelievable how all of a sudden, with the game on the line, he's making big throw after big throw. Where the hell is that for the first, 59 goddamn minutes of the game? All right. Beningo, the Yoda Pain Podcast. I really appreciate everybody that's listening. I really do. But Jet fans, smile today. Stop listening to the crap. The bottom line is they're 4-3. They've won three in a row, and they found a way when everything looked lost to win a football game yesterday. And they beat the Giants, and that's got to make you feel pretty damn good. Check me out later. I'll be on with Evan and Tiki at 4 o'clock. I'm doing a podcast with the great Jake Osman at 10 o'clock. Jake and I, along with my buddy Kenny Scarabaggio, were together watching the game yesterday. We want to thank him. We'll be on Zoom, of course, with Jake. So check that out. Everybody, enjoy your week. I will talk to you on Friday or